Do you use earbuds to listen to us every morning? Do you know that 1 out of 10 Canadians have trouble hearing? I said 1 out of 10. You might wonder if sticking tiny speakers in your ears might not be the best thing. Dr. Ashok Ooman is here to help out. Good morning, Dr. Ooman.
Good morning, Andrew.
So how safe are earbuds?
Oh, great question. Okay, let's start with how we hear. So sound waves enter through our external ear canal and they strike the tympanic membrane, causing it to vibrate. The tympanic membrane is exactly like the head of a drum, and it transmits the energy, sound energy, through three little bones in the middle ear, which then transmit that energy into the inner ear to a little organ called the cochlea that really looks like a little snail. And the cochlea converts that sound energy into an electrical nerve impulse that goes to the brain, and the brain interprets that as sound. It's really a small miracle, Andrew, how all those pieces come together so that we can enjoy the sound in the world around us. So what is this thing about decibels that we hear about? Well, zero is the theoretical lowest sound that anyone can hear. And 140 decibels, for example, is like a gunshot or like fireworks. You can suffer permanent hearing loss within seconds at that kind of range. What's conversation? Conversation normally happens around 60 decibels. And around 85 decibels, the recommendation is not to listen to that for more than 8 hours. That's kind of the sound of a busy city traffic. So let's answer the question, will earbuds ruin my hearing? So the short answer is they're not a major cause of hearing loss, but I'm quick to say that earbuds are not always safe.
Well, how do you know when you've got them up too loud, I guess? Because that would be the key thing, right?
Exactly. That's a bit tricky, Andrew. It's tricky because it starts with your individual differences. Some people have, let's say, tougher ears. Other people have more delicate ears. As a general rule, the volume might be, for example, it might be safe for your friend, but that same volume might be damaging to yourself. If you pull out your buds and you hear ringing in your ears, or the sound is muffled for a little while, even if it's a short period of time, you might be doing lasting damage to your ears. You can literally lose 80 to 90% of the nerve fibers in your ear, and it may not even show up on our tests, the audiograms, the standard tests that we do. And the situations, Andrew, you should worry about the most are when you're in a loud place, on a train, in the metro, in a crowded mall, when you turn up the volume to block out that background noise.
Right. How often should we get our ears checked?
You know, it's a good question. There's no fixed rule on that. I think, you know what, for sure, by the time you sense any changes or when somebody else notices that you're not hearing them, you definitely need to get that checked. But every couple of years, it's not a bad idea because a lot of the hearing loss happens before it's even detected to ourselves. And the scary part is, like I said, you can have a lot of hearing loss that's not even picked up on the test. So always think protection, earplugs. You can consult an audiologist, an ENT specialist, even just for great advice on prevention in your specific case.
Thank you, Dr. Ooman.
Thank you, Andrew.
I hear you loud and clear. It's 7:57.